This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Wednesday edition. Wednesday edition. I got way ahead of myself because I'm looking at Flip here. He sent me a picture. Get to that in a minute. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. A special shout out also goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for all of our over-the-road truckers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take a look at the things we have over there. Might be able to save you a bunch of money on a few things. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of notes here. On Saturday, I'll be at the Largo Events Center. That's the old Midreg Hall. The Largo Events Center. Flip, you got a noisy messenger there. And Flip is sending me some messages here. He's showing me a picture of the bracelets he's wearing for the POWMIA and that sort of thing, honoring the people, because this is, of course, Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So Saturday I'll be at the gun show over at the Largo Event Center, the old Minreg Hall in Largo, over on 126th Street North. It's in between Bay to Bay and Ulmerton on the west side of U.S. 19. And I'll also Monday be up at Moss Nissan for a great cookout, and we're going to have the tailgate party truck there again with all the different stuff that they have to have. The grills will be there. The food will be there, free food for everybody. Anybody wants to stop by and say howdy howdy, and we'd love to shake the hands of some veterans and some active military if you're around. It's for you. It's a family friendly event, and we'll be there until 3 o'clock on Monday. We'll also be there till 3 o'clock on Saturday over at the Largo Event Center. Now, the thing I want to start with here right now, Kyle, is the president's statement about the New York State and, as New York State and the New York City District Attorney and Attorney General, that Donald Trump was saying, he's calling it the greatest witch hunt in American history. He said, it began the day I came down the escalator in Trump Tower. It's never stopped. They wasted 2 years and $48 million in taxpayer dollars on Mueller, the Russia hoax, the impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and it continues to this day with the illegally leaked confidential information. Now, no other president in history has ever had to put up with what I've had to put up with, and on top of that, I've done a great job for our country, whether it's taxes, regulations, our military, veterans, the Space Force, our borders, speedy creation of a great vaccine, said to be a miracle, and protecting the Second Amendment. Now, all that's true so far, right, Kyle?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, then he goes out and he says, this is purely political. and an affront to the almost 75 million people who supported me in the presidential election, and it's being driven by highly partisan Democrat prosecutors. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, it is. Now, New York City and New York State are suffering the highest crime rates in their history, and instead of going after murderers, drug dealers, human traffickers, and others, they're coming after me, Donald Trump. Interesting that today a poll came out indicating I'm far in the lead for the Republican presidential primary and the general election in 2024. Well, of course he is. Now, our country is broken, he goes on to say. Our elections are rigged, corrupt, and stolen. Our prosecutors are politicized, and I will just have to keep on fighting like I have been for the last 5 years. Now, that, some people would say, sounds like a man that's running for president again, but I'm not going to go and say it yet. I'm not going to go that far.
Well, right, because obviously that has to unfold. But in terms of what's happening and the pursuit of President Trump, former President Trump, you know, to some degree, it's good that the generals, as it were, of the Democrat Party elite and the far left in this country are fighting the last war. But what the American people, and especially conservatives, they're looking at fighting the next war. And that has to do with fighting against the Biden administration in the next election.
Uh-huh.
And so really their priorities are, we've got to discredit Trump. We have to keep going after Trump because the people will like it if we just keep going after Trump, and that'll be the big news story. But the big news story is Biden and taxes and inflation. The world's on fire.
Yep.
The Middle East is
yep.
exploding. All these things.
Yep. Well, I'm going to read a couple of emails we got yesterday because I told you I had a couple more. Actually, I got four. I'll read two of them right now. This is from Doug in New Orleans. There we go. New Orleans, Louisiana. He says, well done. Bravo. You guys and your team make up a hell of a part of my night every night. I love what you're doing. The Lions need to start hammering state governments to prepare for what's coming down the road. Whatever we can imagine is probably not going to be far from the mark. Thanks for supporting New Orleans during our recent flooding, and God bless you, God bless our troops, and God bless America. Thank you very much, Doug. Here's one from Sharon. Sharon's over in Daytona Beach, Florida. She said, yep, you guys have been right on the mark, and it's been plain all along that Biden and Kamala are not out for America. They're out for themselves. The first black female president ever? Ha, ha, ha. I've been saying this since the steel planted them in our White House. Kamala will be even better at puppeting for the left, and no one will be able to complain as to why they're sexist or racist. We are screwed. Keep up the good work, Captain. Sharon, Daytona Beach.
All right. Thank you, Sharon and Doug.
Yep. Hold on, folks. Coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And let me tell you something. If you want to get a new windshield, maybe you got a crack or a chip in it, and you want to get $150 to launch right into the palm of your hand after you tell them I sent you, and they get done doing the work, then I'm going to tell you about Auto Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And if you're here in Florida with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. And you get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $150 dropped in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You can count on that one.
That's right.
Yep, all righty. Now, back to the... And by the way, I want to talk about John Cena for a minute. John Cena, of course, is a wrestler. He's an athlete. He's a movie actor. And he came out and apologized in Chinese for calling China, or for calling Taiwan a country when China recognizes Taiwan as part of China.
Well, that's right. So he made a special video, and I think even spoke Chinese.
That's right. And That's what he said.
Yeah, where he definitely said he apologized. He was very, very sorry. He made a mistake. He says he really loves, respects China and the Chinese people. My apologies, he said. But that also caused its own firestorm, Captain. And, in fact, many people responding on social media, presumably many from China, saying, you still didn't say that Taiwan is China. They want him to come back and actually say those words. But there's some other people that have given some reactions. Keith Olbermann, most notably, saying he thought it was very shameful of Sena. He says, Taiwan is a country, Keith Olbermann writes, and a democracy. You just apologized to a dictatorship, he said.
Well, yeah. I believe you pronounce his name Zena, but anyway, there's billions of dollars on the line for Hollywood here, and he wants to work, and he wants to make some of those movies, maybe over in China. For all I know, or even Taiwan, and that's why he did that. He's not stupid.
Well, right. I mean, this is there's an economic factor to it, and but of course, I think most people perceive that to be the case, that Taiwan is a separate thing. Yeah, I think the administration in Taiwan certainly believes that they're a separate thing. They belong to certain global international organizations like the WTO and these kinds of things, where I don't think you have to necessarily be a country, but in the traditional sense, but it certainly has pointed out something, Captain, and that is what to do about Taiwan, at least as far as China's concerned, and will we see a change in that in the near term? We don't know.
All right, I got to mention a weather bulletin here I just got. This is for everybody traveling up I-30 around Texarkana in that area right now, east or west, north or south to Texarkana. There is a severe thunderstorm in that area capable of producing hail, straight-line winds upwards to 60 to 70 miles an hour. Right now, you're going to see the lightning coming your direction, the big rigs out there. You might want to think about maybe sitting this one out and let the storm go by, because there could be something else in the storm. It's a severe thunderstorm as it stands right now, and it's on I-30 within 30 miles north, south, east, west of Texarkana, right there on the border. All right, now we'll keep going here. That's what we do at night, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Anytime we have breaking news like that, we want to make sure, especially our trucker friends, know about that, because they're out there in the thick of it.
Yep. And I've been on that stretch of road when we've seen a tornado coming at us. And my wife and I were on the road. I forget where we were going. One of the Army depots somewhere in Texas. And we saw a tornado coming up the right side of the interstate. It actually came across the interstate in front of us about a mile or so down the road, and then went off to our right and went out in the field. And it wasn't a big one, but it was a tornado ripping things up. And we just went, uh-oh, what do we do now? And I said, get in the left lane and hammer down.
Wow.
And we did. We went right around it. Yep. All right. Now, many leading progressive Democrats were quick to publicly condemn Israel for attacking the Gaza Strip, but they're reluctant to protest the anti-Semitic attacks. What gives?
Oh, who knows, Captain? Honestly, some of the things that we've seen some terrible, terrible videos.
Shameful.
Shameful, that's right, where people show up to people dining outside in the open air and come up and ask, which one of you are Jews? And then they start beating them. And where they had been driving around earlier in some kind of a pro-Palestinian caravan or some such thing. And so what's happening, of course, is that you're seeing just people becoming unhinged and trying to expand the violence that we saw in Israel and Gaza just recently, and expanded out to different places so that everyone's a target at that point. This is madness.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else that's shameful. Yesterday we heard that on some selected embassies, not all of them, they're going to be flying until the end of the year the Black Lives Matter flag underneath the American flag at the embassies. I don't know who cooked that one up, but they need to really think long and hard about what they're doing to America.
Well, because again, the perception of what Black Lives Matter is in the sense of making sure that we have a just system and this kind of thing, but the underlying things of the BLM leaders are much more inherently Marxist and things that don't really jive with the American system. And so that's where I think you'd have a big problem. But of course, the Biden administration is they want to sort of kowtow wherever they can, it looks like.
I went by a business someplace. I won't even mention where it was because it's not worth repeating, and I'm not going to send anybody to go look at it. But there was an American flag and a flagpole upside down, and below it was a Black Lives Matter flag.
Wow. Well, of course, that's the universal symbol of distress, right?
Yeah. Well, they're in distress, all right, because they're not going to get one dime of my money or anybody else that I know of.
No kidding, no kidding. But again, they actually create, I think a much bigger division in many ways. Because most people, Captain, they don't want violence and they don't want people to be hurt unnecessarily.
Now, a top legal expert has said there must be a constitutional amendment in order to make Washington, D.C. a state. So for you people out there who are going, the Congress is going to vote it in. I hear that over and over again. Get a life. It's not going to happen.
Well, exactly right. There's got to be, but it's interesting, that the far left and the Democrat Party elite, they love to just throw stuff out the window, or at least generate the perception that we can do that kind of thing. They gin up a lot of problems that way, but to them, it's great because they feel that they're shoring up a lot of their support and causing more destabilization.
Yeah. Now, of course, yesterday was the first anniversary of George Floyd's death. Americans reflected on the first anniversary. The Democrats made quite a show on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi and some of her colleagues promising to have a George Floyd bill on the president's desk here in the not-too-distant future. Well, good luck with that. But how about, and by the way, a George Floyd bill doesn't mean more defunding of the police.
Well, right. And again, I think the president even met, I think, with members of Mr. Floyd's family.
So did Pelosi.
Exactly.
And members of Congress. Yep.
That's right. So, but again, I think generally Americans, far and wide across highways and byways, nobody believes that people should be deprived of their life without due process.
And finally, Texas lawmakers have passed and approved the Star Spangled Bill in Texas. It's going to Governor Greg Abbott to be signed. And what is that all about, Mr. Kyle?
Ask that again.
The Star Spangled Bill. What's that all about?
I'm not exactly sure.
It's playing the national anthem at all public events, sporting and whatnot. The national anthem will be played.
Interesting, because, of course, over the last year, we've seen in some of these locations, it's been opted to not be played because...
Not going to happen in Texas.
Well, right. Well, but why? Yep. Because it was divisive,
and when the basketball teams play in Dallas and San Antonio, guess what? They're going to hear the national anthem.
Well, somebody tell Mark Cuban that, I guess, right?
Too bad for him. It's going to be the state law.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. We're going to play the national anthem. If they don't, the fine is extreme.
Interesting, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle and I, don't go anywhere. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. The weather is gorgeous in most of the country, but as we said, when we get to the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, right there, Texarkana, I-30, 30-mile area, severe thunderstorm headed through there. Looks like a really bad one, too. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, urban global
Global Health Alliance, Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators are expected to present the White House with a counterproposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan later this week. The plan is expected to contain nearly $1 trillion of funding compared to the president's original $2.25 trillion package. The Republican proposal is also expected to find ways to fund infrastructure projects without raising taxes. The president's plan uses a boost to the corporate tax rate to pay for its projects. And nearly half of all adults in the United States are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, according to the CDC. The agency said Tuesday that more than 129 million people over the age of 18 are fully vaccinated, and nearly 164 million Americans of all ages have received at least one dose, about 49.5% of the country's population. In at least 25 states, more than half of the adult population has received at least one dose, with 9 states having vaccination rates of at least 70%. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. I've been a customer of Geico for a number of years, and they've worked very well with me. I've had 3 claims that I've used through the years, and they've been right there when I needed to have them. And all you got to do is go to their website, Geico.com. That's GEICO.com. And find out what your local agent can do to help you to save a bunch of money on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can also get a price quote right there on the website. You just give them your zip code, and they'll give you a rate quote right there. And homeowners and renters insurance, guess what? Condo insurance, they have that too. And they're, unlike some of these companies we told you about in Florida, you Floridians, they are not pulling out of Florida. They're insuring more people. So take advantage.
bundle your policy together. And I'll tell you what, when you do that, you're going to save money. That's what I've done. That's what works for me. And hopefully it will work for you. And oh, by the way, don't forget, check out MyPillow.com. Use the product code CAPTAIN. That's me, CAPTAIN, for whatever you see in there, and save money on the products that Mike Lindell has. He's a good guy. He needs your support. As you well know, the big bad guys from the left side of the aisle have gone after him, and we're going to help Mike Lindell out, and we're going to help him remain afloat as much as we can. And we know this audience here is going to do just that, to help out Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com. Use the product code CAPTAIN. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey there.
Hey, Captain.
Moderna and their COVID-19 vaccine has been proven to be, in tests, highly effective with the 12 to 17-year-olds, so it's very possible that could be approved in June for use all over the place.
Yes, that's very true. Of course, you know, I think we're still going to see some pretty spirited debate on whether or not children that young are going to get the vaccine, or maybe better to say, if parents are going to want that to happen. So I think we're still going to see, you know, data on this and so forth. Conceptually and generally speaking, the more people get vaccinated, the better, obviously. Full disclosure, when I got my vaccine, it was the Moderna vaccine as well. But hopefully these different studies and the data are going to show that it's safe and that it's effective. But I think we still have a long way to go perception-wise, so we'll see how it turns out.
Well, I'm not going to tell anybody that, you know, you got to take the vaccine because, but I will tell you that I took the vaccine. It's working for me. I've had no problems, no side effects, no nothing. It's like as if I never got vaccinated. And because of what's happened to my left leg again, I've been taking a real high dose of antibiotics, and I probably have got more antibodies in me than any person alive right now.
I think you're right about
that. I'm just going to take a guess.
Yeah, I think it's a good guess. Yeah, well, and I didn't have any reaction at all to the vaccine.
Me neither.
Yeah.
All right, well, more than one-third of the United States population is totally unprepared for their retirement, and I'm really sorry to hear that, because a lot of people in my age group, and perhaps even yours, they're thinking, well, Social Security is going to take care of me. Hey, listen, folks, if you're below the age of 55, don't count on it.
Do not count on it. It is not going to do what you think it might do. So you do have to have some kind of a plan. But unfortunately, I saw a funny video the other day that sort of addressed a different issue, but the idea is that many Americans are thinking that the retirement plan is finding a briefcase full of money, but that's not going to happen.
Now, I could have retired fully when my retirement came up from the fire department and I got hurt. I could have just sat down on my butt and lived very comfortably for the rest of my life and waited to collect my Social Security. That would have worked very good. But I said, nope, I can't do that. I'm too active of a person. I like doing too much things, or too many things, and I wound up going into radio, so I continue to work. I pay my taxes still. It doesn't affect me, doesn't bother me, and guess what? I'm still giving the government some tax money as a result, and I feel really good about that, being able to produce for the society.
Well, absolutely.
Because that's the problem we got.
Precisely. That's exactly right. And but yes, most Americans they need some kind of a plan. The old idea, tomorrow never comes, but it really does. So you have to be ready.
Tomorrow never comes. Oh. Right. All right. Well, Joe, don't get me going. If Joe Biden's Justice Department now is fighting an order to release the Trump Russia probe memo, they don't want that out there.
Well, of course not. Exactly right. You know, and again,
big black eye for the Obama and Biden administration.
Well, sure. Of course. You know, I think that in many ways, I mean, we hear now that they're looking to try to charge former President Trump with something out of the Mueller probe and all that. But generally speaking, I think the Biden administration would be best suited to drop the whole thing and try to do president stuff.
And guess that? Get this one. Boy, our neighbors are going to love us. The Biden administration wants the G7, that's the big global powers, the G7, to back the global corporate tax.
Well, of course. And what this talks about, basically, is you've got companies, they pay tax on what they make here in the United States, but also what they make overseas. And they want to bring that up at least to, I think, 15%, and maybe even up to 21%. And so, yeah, they're trying to get all that happening so that companies can't, in their view, make more profits elsewhere and not, quote, pay their fair share, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's going to have the same effect as raising the corporate tax here in the United States to 28%.
Yeah.
It's going to have the same kind of effect.
Yeah, good luck when you see your bills in the grocery store after that one.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, this is the thing. When you have people who are now going to want to start going back out to eat again, go to the movies, go on trips, go all this other stuff, and they're finding out, oh my goodness, prices have shot through the roof in many cases.
Well, the restaurants where they have fish or whatnot, and they have the prices up there, whatever the daily price is?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've watched my favorite kind of fish go up, shrimp. And it's up like 30% in the last month.
Precisely. That's precisely. I saw an interview with one, I think, an L.A. restaurateur, but having to charge upwards of $50 for a certain seafood dish and so forth is just shocking to people when they come in.
Okay, let's talk about Facebook, one of my favorite subjects, because I still use Facebook, but I'm also on Parler, I'm also on MeWe, I'm also on Gab. And we have a lot. We're building up quite a following over on Parler, by the way. If you want to go over there and follow us, it's the Captain's America over there. So where that is. But Facebook is attempting to block and silence coronavirus vaccine skeptics. Anybody that posts anything that's anti-vaccine, be careful on Facebook.
Well, right. I think they have some kind of algorithm that's doing
yes,
that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and but again, in a free society, people do have the ability to give their opinions, but people also have to be discerning. I think where the rub comes in is that who is going to be the decider as to what you get to hear about. If somebody has something wacky they want to say, you should still be able to hear it and then make your own decision on how wacky it is or whatever. But I think that's where this big conflict is with the big social media.
All right. And then real quick, Texas is poised to remove one of its last major gun restrictions so people can openly carry unlicensed guns anywhere in Texas. And finally, Florida has become the 23rd GOP state to end the added employment benefits early. End of next month, they are gone.
Well, right. And again, this goes to getting people back to work.
You bet.
You know, if you have people that are simply saying, well, I'm not going to go to work because I get these extra benefits, well, we just mentioned about restaurants, for example. They're looking for people to come back and work. They may not be able to open fully, even with no restrictions on capacity.
I was in one yesterday. After the end of 30 days of continuous employment, $500, like right in your hand.
Yes.
And by the way, what was $8 an hour before is now $12.50 an hour.
Right. Right, exactly. And by the way, like we just talked about prices, even so, inherent in all of this now is going to be larger rises in prices because the cost of doing business will grow. The cost of goods and services grows. And so that gets passed on to the customer.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. And we'll be back after your stations get a chance to identify themselves and tell you all the great things that they're doing. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number one more time. And then right around the corner, in about 10 minutes, you'll hear from Denise Simon. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. Donna Fiducia happens to be up there, Carrollton, Georgia. Double D Horse Ranch is where they're at. She and her husband, Don, check them out. If you want to learn how to ride or if you want to learn how to compete with the Western or equestrian type riding, they do all of that too there. So check them out. In the meantime, we're going to get started again. It's an AC/DC night. Going to crank it up again. Get ready. We're going to rock.
Yeah.
That's a little AC/DC Let's Play Ball. And I'll tell you what, that kind of reminds me of what's going on here in Tampa. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, have been doing a little quarterback and end practicing, if you know what I mean, Bean.
Right.
Yep, Tom Brady's been throwing the ball to the boys and getting acclimated and all that stuff, which is what they do about this time of the year for a little bit. The NFL lets them do that, but I'll tell you what, that's going to be something to see what they got going this year. But nevertheless, we got to get to the weather because it's very important what we're doing right now here. I'm going to read a statement, then I'm going to give it to Kyle. Scattered severe thunderstorms and heavy rains are possible to cause parts of the Great Plains, where damaging wind gusts, large hail, and a couple of tornadoes are possible. Severe scattered thunderstorms are also possible across parts of the central and northern Appalachians today. Record high temperatures are possible along the East Coast. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Big Sky Country tonight, Montana, around the area of Missoula. That's I-90, of course. You do have a flood warning there, and this concerns the Clark Fork River above Missoula. It's going to get into a flood stage or exceed its flood stage, which is 7.5 feet. So you're going to have flooding in that area, we understand. But also right now they're experiencing some heavy rain, so you definitely want to be careful if you're traveling in that area. Fire weather warnings in eastern Colorado, also southern Utah. Be careful of gusty winds in those areas.
All right, well, we'll get started right away here. I'm going to go right over to I-30, Texarkana area, moving to the east very slowly, is an area of severe thunderstorms about 30 miles around off I-30, right through just east of Texarkana right now, moving into Arkansas. Looks like it's following the interstate. Heavy rain, flash flooding to be expected. You've also got up by Fort Smith, Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, up in that area to the east of there along I-40. You're going to run into some small stream flooding there from the rain they've had. Also over around Little Rock a little bit there. Down below in Louisiana tonight, from Hammond all the way across to Beaumont, Texas, along I-10, you've got a lot of low area flooding in there. Be careful. And then going up into northern Michigan, a little addition to the weather, we've got a frost warning in northern Michigan tonight in the lower peninsula. So there you go. And got a stagnant area of weather warning for the Atlanta area, where we've got that gray funk cloud just hanging around Atlanta tonight. And then we've got fog up the East Coast starting around Chesapeake Bay, Maryland, and going up towards the coastline of Maryland, up through the Chesapeake Bay, up through towards Philadelphia, bouncing around Long Island, bouncing around Long Island Sound over towards Boston, and up in the northern part of Maine tonight, we have got a high wind advisory. And that's what we got. And the Truckers Highway and Bible Report's always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, where you can go in there and tell them that you were listening to the Captain, and I said you could get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. You will do just that. And then join the Drivers Club. Why, Kyle?
Well, that's because if you join the Drivers Club, you're going to get discounts and earn points on things. And by the way, pro drivers, you begin earning 4 points rather per gallon after only 6 fills. So be sure to join the Drivers Club today.
Yeah, and then the RVers that are out there, you can join the RV club they've got there, too. Take advantage of some fuel discounts. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. They got a fuel card there. And, again, you get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, whatever you buy in ways of supplies in the store. And you've got a sanitary dump there. You've also got a place where you can stay overnight if you need to. And they love the RVers at the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops.
They sure do. And if you're pulling into the Pilot or Flying J truck stop, tell them you're listening to the Captain's program, you'll get a free cup of coffee. You can't beat that, folks.
No, especially if you want one.
Exactly.
Yeah, middle of the night many times I beg for a cup of coffee and wound up having to drink a bottle of water or something.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on where you're at and what you're doing. But then again, those are the old days. Modern day, a little different story right now, a little different story. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again,
folks, keep in mind that there is an area, that area, bad weather right now along I-30, right there at Texarkana. It's about a 30-mile swath of severe thunderstorms, lightning, straight-line winds. There's reported winds in this thing of 60 miles an hour. And I haven't heard the T-word mentioned. I'm not going to jinx anybody, so we'll just say it's severe thunderstorms at the moment. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mr. Mayorkas came out yesterday and said that as arrests and deportations of illegal immigrants plunge, the DHF wants significant changes to the agency. Well, of course they do. The fundamental transformation of America. They'd like to get rid of ICE.
Yeah, there's some real funny business that's going on there with this cat. And there's some lawmakers now that want him to resign. Well, good. I mean, it's long past due.
Shouldn't have been there to begin with, this guy. He's a
precisely.
Yeah.
We don't know what the changes will necessarily be. But he's already loosened up a whole bunch of laws or regulations or stipulations and that kind of thing. When it comes to immigration, you know, they tried to impose a moratorium on deportations, which the judge in Texas struck down. They're flying people in and busing people into places, and they're not across the country, and they're not telling governors or mayors, and they're doing it in the middle of the night.
Tennessee.
We're spending $300 plus a day putting these people in hotels.
It's an $87 million contract we found out yesterday.
Yeah, and we don't know what's in that contract.
Nope.
But there's some real funny business that's going on there.
Yeah, and by the way, California customs agents keep finding drugs out there along the border, mixed up with the illegals in the same tractor trailers. They found $2.5 million worth of meth hidden in a watermelon shipment with illegals up in the nose of the trailer, buried in there underneath.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fun times, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We just begun to fight. I'll be back with Denise Simon. By the way, we're going to talk about a couple of things here. China is flexing their muscles, and a lot of money out there. A lot of these athletes, we'll tell you about a couple of them, at least one of them anyway, who's a movie actor who gave an apology in Chinese yesterday. Good Lord. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.